Arba midos be'adam. Ha'omer sheli sheli v'shelcha shelcha. Zomido beninus. V'yesh omrim zomida stom. So we've got four types of people. The first says, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. So Mishra says, that's mida beninus. And there are those who say that that's mida stom, that that's cruel. Which is interesting, because we would think, this is just normal, you know. I have my stuff, you have your stuff, and I have my life, you have your life. Live and let live. So, mida beninus, I understand. It's not a maila, it's not a chisaron, but there's a yesh omrim that it's a mida stom. So, what's going on here? So, let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you say what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, it means that you don't have midas hanedivus, generosity, because you don't want to help other people. It's true, you might not want to benefit from others, soni matanos yechia, the idea that there's a value to not want to take from other people. Soni matanos, a person who hates matanos, yechia, he truly lives. And if someone would tell you, you know, you don't have to do anything, I'll just give you money. So would we want to take that? Now we might say, okay, listen, the maisa, someone's offering that, I'm taking it. But perhaps there's an ideal. Yegias kapo, person who's nenem yegias kapo, you shouldn't want to take gifts. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, how can we have a machlokas? Eich nechleku chachmei Talmud b'midos. What, there's a machlokas here about whether this is good or not? He says it's explicit that a person who doesn't want to give tzedaka is midas stone. So he says this Mishnah, therefore, is not talking about a person who doesn't give tzedaka. If you don't give tzedakah, so then it's for sure that you're not a good person. No, there can't be an opinion, tadakama, that it's a mida beninus. If you say, listen, I have my money, you have your money, you stay out of my face, I'll stay out of your face. That can't be a maila at all. He says, rather, what we're talking about, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is, if you take a look at the line, shemishnezo midaberes ba'adam shenosein tzedakah kfi chiyuvo mitoch hayira, ach lo b'teva. We're talking about a person who, of course, he gives tzedakah. You have to give tzedakah. That's your chiyuv. But it's not part of his nature. He doesn't want to give tzedakah. You know, someone knocks on his door and he says, all right, I guess I'll give you. But he doesn't want to help the other person. That is the discussion that we're having. He says now, so therefore, someone who says, shali, shali, b'shalcha, shalcha, me'acha shemachzik yad ani ve'evyon, when they come to him, it's because he... But it's because he's Yoreh Hashem, so he does what Hashem wants. Ma'al lanu v'litiva, what does it matter what his teva is? This is a great question. Someone sees a poor person on the street. What's better, to give to the poor person because he knows it's a mitzvah? He can care less about the poor person, but he knows it's a mitzvah? Or to give because he feels bad for the person? It's a very interesting debate. Is the purpose of the mitzvos to change us into better people? And therefore, if you actually care about the person, maybe that's a higher level. So Rabbeinu Yonah Lamaisa says that that's the debate here. Someone who in his nature does not want to give, but does. So the first opinion says that's mida beninus. And the second opinion says, no, it's mida stone. If you don't want, if you're not working on changing your nature. If you look at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah on Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha, he says, someone who's not machzik yad emi ve'evyon, less dina v'less dina, no one's talking about him. Such a person is rah. Chas v'chalila, to call that mida beninus. Acha usat staka, but it's not miteva, that's where a nechelko. Is midaso beinonis or midas stom? Is he considered still fine? Because mice, at the end of the day, he's doing what's right. This is a mistake that a lot of people have about Judaism. It was really promulgated by the conservative, or some of the founders of the conservative movement, where they tried to argue that Judaism, it's actually a little bit related to what we just spoke about right before this year began, there's this idea that Judaism is all about action. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you think. It's all about if you do what you're supposed to do or not. And you see in this Mishnah that is a little bit of what's going on in the debate here. If you give tzedakah, but you haven't become a generous, caring person, so are you okay? Or no, that's still midas stom. Even if you pushed yourself to give, which you should, the Gemara in Pesachim, right? Something that's done shalom lishma, Eventually, liolam yasak adam b'torah mitzvah shlolishma kimitoch shlolishma balishma. Eventually, it will be lishma. But still, that's not ideal. There's actually an amazing story I have to share with you, even though it's going to eat up a little bit of time. There's an amazing story that I don't think I've ever told you. It's one of my favorite stories. It's about the Satmar Rav. Did I tell you about when the person came to collect tzedakah by the Satmar Rav? I'll share it with you quickly in case I haven't heard it. And if not, and you don't remember it, there's no way, if you heard the story, there's no way you forgot it. So the Satmar Rav, you know, we like to think about the Satmar Rav, you know, for being anti-Zionistic. But that is really not who he was. Okay, that might be, there might be one shita of his. But you have to realize the Satmar Rav was an absolute amazing tzaddik, huge Talmud Chacham and an amazing tzaddik. And this story, I think, is just one of the greatest Gedolim stories I've ever heard in my life. Okay, I know I'm building it up right now, but it really is an amazing story. So someone came to him for tzedakah and said that their mother was sick. So he heard the story and he said, okay, sounds, you know, really serious. He went into the back room and he took out $5,000, gave $5,000, very large amount. But the guy said he really needed the money. Anyway, a few days later, one of the Hasidim of the Satmar Rav found out through whatever that this guy was a liar. You know, he went to some other people. It got back to one of the people who were close to the Satmar Rav that the person was lying and that he had cheated the Satmar Rav out of $5,000. So they went to go tell the Satmar Rav. And the Satmar Rav's response was, okay, so let's try to finish the story. Biggest Gedolim answer you can think of. So push it. Binny, you're thinking right now that the Satmar Rav said, it's Beseder, I'm Ochelim. You know, maybe one of these lines like, well, if he's so desperate that he needs to lie, maybe he needs the money anyway. That's not what the Satmar Rav said. The Satmar Rav said an absolutely amazing line. The Satmar Rav said, Baruch Hashem, his mother's okay. Do you understand the godless of that? The Satmar Rav, Mamish was worrying about his mother. He gave him the money, but he didn't just give him the money and then send him off on his way. He gave him the money, but he was worrying about his mother. So when he found out that the whole story was not true, as opposed to our reaction, which is, I can't believe you cheated me, his response was, that means that his mother's not really sick. Baruch Hashem. So to me, this is an amazing, amazing story, because this story reflects this idea here that it's not just about giving tzedakah. It's about the tzedakah having an impact, the mitzvahs having an impact in changing us, making us into better people. Okay, so that is Shali, Shali, v'shalcha, shalcha. And the debate is, if you have this perspective, you look at things from the perspective of, I'm not really interested in sharing with you, even if you might end up doing it. Okay, the Yachin in his parish, the Tveris Yisrael, so the Yachin suggests that what it means here, it also doesn't mean giving tzedakah, because obviously you have to get tzedakah. The Yachin says that what it means is to not give of your money, but to be willing to give of your time, tirchas aguf, to be willing to do chesed, to help other people. The Mishnah continues and says, Sheli shelcha, the shelcha sheli, is an amaretz. If a person says, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine, so such a person is an amaretz. What does that mean, he's an amaretz? It means that he has good intentions, he wants to help, but he doesn't realize, says Rabbeinu Yonah, nikra amaretz, v'bnei sherotza b'tikun olam lekachas v'litein, u'bizeh misrah be'ha'ava, and by doing this will increase camaraderie, but this is great in terms of tikkun olam because you want to give to everyone, but it's not a milas hachochma, because first of all, you should realize that sorei matanos yichya, that you shouldn't want to take from other people. So we said that if you say shali shalcha b'shalcha shali, you're an ama aretz. Why? Because in terms of trying to help and having good intentions, you're great. That's a big mila in terms of tikkun olam. You want to give to other people. But it's a p'chisus regarding Chachma, because you're lacking the realization of Soni Matanos Yechiyeh. You should want to give to other people, but you shouldn't want to be taking from other people. And this whole idea, you know, it's almost like, you know, communism here. This whole idea of like no personal property. You take what you take my stuff, I take your stuff, and everything will just, you know, there won't be any personal property. There isn't so much Chachma in that. Okay, next. Sheli Shalcha, V'Shalcha Shalcha, that's a chassid. And this, Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is someone who goes, we already said, a chassid is someone, midas chassidus, goes beyond Meshuras Hadin. Here, I'm willing to allow you to have your stuff, and I'm willing to share with you my stuff. So there's a certain maila there of chassidus, midas chassidus shenokan. And last, Shalcha Sheli, V'Sheli Sheli, my stuff is mine, and your stuff is mine. So that's a Russia. And the Yachin here says that, again, the Yachin explained this whole Mishnah, right? The problem with the Mishnah was it can't be talking about staka because it's obvious you have to give staka. So Rabbeinu Yonah said it doesn't mean giving staka, it means inside what you're feeling. But the Yachin went in a different direction. He said it has nothing to do with staka, it has to do with giving up of your time, giving up of your being willing to be matriach for other people, to be matriach yourself for other people. So he says here, someone who shali shali, meaning my time is my time. I'm not willing to give up my time for you. But then you expect everyone else to help you. That's rishus. And unfortunately, you know, I think a lot of us, we suffer from this. When it's time for us to move out of the dormitory and we need help carrying our suitcases, so we just have this expectation, of course I'll ask someone to help. And when it's time, though, for you to help, so then all of a sudden, like, what is this? Why is he asking me to help him? Or I'm not interested in helping. You know, I unfortunately in my life, I've come across people who they're very quick to ask favors from other people. Very quick. You know, they don't mind calling. So, oh, can you pick me up from here? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? You know, as if we don't have our own lives and we're not busy. So they'll say, oh, can you drive me to the airport? Okay, that's a pretty big deal to drive to the airport. It's, you know, 45 minutes and it's tolls. And so I'm not saying it's not appropriate to ask someone to drive you to the airport. But it's only appropriate if you yourself are willing to drive someone to the airport. If you're not willing to drive him, but you expect him to drive you, so then that, I think, is what the Yachin is learning here. Shalcha sheli v'sheli sheli. That means you don't have a proper perspective on chesed. You don't have a proper perspective on doing for others.